With your WTNW News Update, I'm Logan Carmichael. News 12 Chief Meteorologist Patrick Corr says partly cloudy, hot, and some isolated thunderstorms. 90 to 92 today for the high. We'll get the full forecast on the way. Residents in part of Kimball were evacuated from their homes for a brief time last night. A ruptured natural gas line in the area of Kimball Lane and Main Street is to blame for the temporary evacuation. It happened around 8:40 p.m. last night. By 9:30 p.m., the necessary repairs were made, and residents were allowed back into their homes. The cause of the break is unknown at this time. No injuries were reported. The Enterprise South Industrial Park in Chattanooga continues to grow. Just weeks after the announcement of plans of another auto parts supplier to locate to the park near Volkswagen's Chattanooga operations, now Yanfeng Automotive Interiors, the world's largest car interior parts supplier, announced that they'll be setting up shop in Chattanooga to begin building car parts for Volkswagen and other manufacturers soon. The result? Hundreds of new jobs created for area workers. Yanfeng is headquartered in Shanghai and makes panels for instruments on car dashboards, floor and overhead consoles and door panels. Also, Remington Industries, who also makes car parts in Chattanooga, announced Tuesday they'll be adding 89 new jobs as well. Governor Bill Haslam announced on Tuesday that Bonnie Homrich has been named the new commissioner for the Department of Children's Services, DCS. According to a release, Homrich has been serving as the deputy commissioner since 2004, working in areas of child protective services, foster care, adoptions, community juvenile justice, and independent living. Before joining DCS, Homrich spent 22 years as a social worker and assistant district manager for the Kentucky Department of Social Services. She replaces Jim Henry, who is joining the governor's office as chief of staff. Both appointments will be effective on August 1st. In sports, the Atlanta Braves' A.J. Pierzynski homered among his three hits. Manny Manuelos earned his first major league win, and the Atlanta Braves beat the Milwaukee Brewers 4-3 last night. Pierzynski hit his sixth homer and drove in two runs. He is 10-for-13 in the last three games. Manuelos gave up one run and five hits in 5-1-3 innings. The left-hander, who made his big league debut last week, started in place of the injured Williams Perez. Jason Grilley got his 24th save to give Atlanta its seventh victory in nine games. Tyler Cravey started in place of Matt Garza, who went on the disabled list Monday. Cravey gave up three runs in six innings in his second major league start. And NASCAR will start using track-specific rules packages at three more racetracks as the sanctioning body continues to try to improve the racing. A unique rules package had already been announced for Saturday night's race at Kentucky. For the latest local news anytime 24/7, click MarionCountyMessenger.com. I'm Logan Carmichael, WTNW News.